Mike Binder has directed 9 feature films, although before his last one, The Upside of Anger, he was best known as an actor and for the cult HBO series The Mind of the Married Man. In Reign Over Me, he gives a serious part, an extremely serious part, to the comic Adam Sandler, who plays a man whose life is destroyed by 9/11. David Edelstein has a review.
Studio movies go through batteries of development people and VPs and focus groups, so it's rare to see a film like Reign Over Me that makes you think, how did this get made? I don't mean that in a bad way entirely. There's something enlivening about the process of puzzling over this film. The writer-director, Mike Binder, is struggling to dramatize crises that are terrible, unresolvable, to explore the kinds of emotions from which commercial filmmakers, especially male ones, back off. Reign Over Me has the fullness of a novel, a failed novel, but still. The story turns on a heart-rending tragedy 5 years in the past, the death of a man's wife and 3 daughters in one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. Charlie Fineman, played by Adam Sandler, is in a state of denial, or more specifically, a hermetically sealed daze of amnesia. We see him through the eyes of his old roommate, Alan Johnson, played by Don Cheadle, an affluent dentist who one night catches a glimpse of Charlie speeding through Manhattan on a Segway and encounters him face to face a few days later.
Hey, man. It's Alan.
Hey.
I saw you come out of a paint store a couple weeks ago, and I was screaming for you, honking the horn and everything. I stopped the car, jumped out of traffic. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Then I tried to get in touch with you, but nobody had any info on you.
Oh, good, good. Very cool.
How you doing?
So we know each other?
Are you kidding me? It's Alan Johnson, Charlie. We went to dental school together. Burroughs Hall, I was your college roommate, for Christ's sake. You don't remember me?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Good. Good to see you, Burroughs.
It's Johnson. Charlie, you seriously don't remember me?
We were college roommates?
Yeah. Yeah, you slept naked most nights. And you were a sleepwalker. It was the worst 2 years of my life.
This isn't a bad part for Sandler. In a way, it's not even a stretch. His comic shtick has always depended on him living in his own head. I think that's a form of hostility, passive aggression mixed with real aggression. But it's not my place to psychoanalyze him. The point is that in his lowbrow comedies, he tries to disconnect himself from the shin-whackings and wet showers of walrus poop. And when Paul Thomas Anderson cast him in the romantic fantasia Punch-Drunk Love, Sandler was surprisingly soulful as an overgrown adolescent lashing out at the world for its unreliability. As Charlie Fineman, he sports a Bob Dylan circa 1969 hairstyle. He mumbles. He barely makes eye contact. Charlie refuses to acknowledge, at least openly, the death of his family. He's dogged by his wife's parents, played by Robert Klein and Melinda Dillon, who've clung to the tragedy and, rather selfishly, feel they need his presence to help them cope. Cheadle's Alan isn't that extreme, but he does try to ease Charlie back into the world. To bring his old friend out, Alan even enlists a weirdly standoffish psychiatrist, played by an oddly cast, but not bad, Liv Tyler. Binder, to his credit, isn't glib. He doesn't overrate Freudian catharsis. For Charlie, facing his pain would be just the beginning. But to me, the loss is so monumentally horrible that it explodes the emotional problem play universe. And can the movie bear the sociological weight of 9/11? The pall overwhelms the lighter subplot in which Alan confronts the pain in his life, the tension with his wife, played by Jada Pinkett Smith, who resents his late nights with Charlie, and an office crisis when a batty patient, played by Saffron Burroughs, tries to seduce him and then charges him with making inappropriate overtures. Charlie and Alan are supposed to help each other, and the mix of tragedy and deadpan comedy and buddy movie inspiration is just icky. Cheadle is a sane, watchful actor. He's wonderful. And Sandler proves he's up to the big climactic monologue. But the film as a whole is more excruciating than the sum of its parts. It's slick when it needs to be raw, tidy when it needs to be amorphous, and amorphous when it needs to focus. The terrible title comes from the Who number, Love, Rain or Me. And I imagine Binder vowing to make a movie that builds to the same kind of primal rock and roll wail for connection. But the instruments he brings to the job are much too lightweight. You just can't do primal grief with a kazoo.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.